Welkom bij Tech on Stage. Mijn naam is Danny Friedman. In deze podcastserie komen resellers, vendoren, TD Synnex experts en eindklanten aan het woord om hun ervaring en visie te delen en uiteraard ook stil te staan bij inspirerende praktijkvoorbeelden. We helpen jou als luisteraar te inspireren om slimmere dingen te doen met jouw data. Want waar sla je de data op? Hoe doe je dit veilig? Hoe organiseer je de data? Hoe haal je kennis en resultaten uit de data op? Luister. En luister snel. Welcome back on Tech on Stage. This one is in English. My name is Danny Friedman. I am delighted to welcome Vicky Boonyard, CTO of Benelux, and of course, Robin van Looy. We're in his house, the business unit manager IBM at TD Synnex. Vicky, great to see you.
Hi, and very, very happy to be here talking to you today.
Yeah, we've been running our gig together in Eindhoven a couple of months back, and now back here in Bodegraven. We can say this because I'm just a Dutch guy with a G. Vicky, can you explain a little bit of what you do at IBM?
So I am a technical director, and I have the team who look after our biggest clients across North, Central and Eastern Europe. Mm. So if you think of the big banks, big oil and gas organizations, telcos, yep, those big customers that we have across the region, my team look after those clients, yeah, for IBM. Yeah.
Big clients. Yeah, impactful, yeah, clients. We were on stage in Eindhoven together in a multi-vendors environment. How did you like that you, as an audience, but also from your perspective, there were other vendors, you know, consecutively speaking about what they do? How, yeah, would you like that format?
Yeah, I love it because I think it's, and particularly right now, it's so important for this kind of format, mm, to bring different voices and bring viewpoints from different vendors so that you hear those different positions and, yes, perspectives, because there's so much going on and there are so many different trains of thought and threads and so many different discussions and arguments around what do we do, how do we do, yeah, it. I think is essential right now to be, yeah, getting those different perspectives out there.
Yeah. Because these ecosystems, these partnership, whatever, do I think it is in the heart, of course, I think also from this podcast, but I think, Vicky, this is in the heart also what you do, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think this goes back, I mean, I'm tens of years where there used to be a time where if you were in technology, it would be all about, well, I'm building my little piece, mm, of technology and I want to sell my, yeah, little piece of technology, and you sell to a company and it's a company that's fully self-contained and everything is in-house and it's all standalone, and that's not, yeah, where we are,
no,
anymore.
No.
You know, if you talk to any organization, including us, we've got bits of technology coming from everywhere. We're using all kinds of different SaaS solutions and, yep, different cloud solutions and cloud alliances. And if you don't then think in terms of ecosystem, you've already broken it.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Beautiful, beautiful. Good to have you, Vicky. Robin, good to have you. You're in your house, right? So thank you for, yeah, being, for lending the house today.
Yes. Robin, welcome to our,
yeah,
house.
Yeah, thank you.
Danny, yes.
I feel always welcome when I see you again, Robin. Oh. Robin, a little bit for the listeners out there, what do you exactly do at TD Synnex?
I'm within TD Synnex Netherlands, a business unit manager and responsible for all the IBM business.
Yeah. Of
course, I'm not doing that alone. I've,
nope,
got a 10-person team. And I make the calculation this morning that I think we have over 180 years of experiences within the team. So that's, wow, quite a lot.
Accumulated, of course.
Accumulated, yeah, of course. Yeah, there's, yeah, not one guy who's doing the 180.
No.
So, accumulated, yeah.
Because, yeah, you know, what Vicky said, of course, what we learn and listen a lot and we read a lot. Robin, how difficult is it for you, maybe not the word difficult, how challenging is it for you to keep up with all these different momentums in the market, in IT market? Because to be honest, the IT market is vibrant. I think it's,
yeah,
live. It's maybe even sexy people. How do you keep up with this work?
Not so quite that I do it myself, because I've got the team and there everybody has a part of it. And I keep informed by, yeah, them. And that's, yeah, it's difficult for me.
Yeah.
And the normal business to do and keep up with all the,
yeah,
all the stuff, IBM events.
Yeah,
I was in Orlando and they,
wow,
and they announced Watson X. When we sat there in the room, we all thought, Watson X, what's that? And it,
yeah,
it took,
yeah,
me quite some months to understand what it,
yeah,
is. and now, yeah, now I can keep up with it.
How good is it for you to talk not only with Vicky but also create stuff together in the market? That's of course the principle behind, of course, your role. How important is that for you to keep this partnership alive and also deep dive continuously in what they do?
It's the most important stuff we have, but it's not only with TD Synnex with IBM, but also with our partners.
Yes,
I think the ecosystem is the most important that we have.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thank you, Robin, for being here. Vicky, going back to you, because we spoke a little bit about Watsonx, probably going to touch on that. But before we go ahead into that, I just want to opt in a little bit more on a macro level, on a macro level, or maybe a little behind, because I read a lot about public, private, open AI models. And I just want to open up to the conversation with you. How important is it that within this AI wave we're getting into, we keep track on where the data is, but also we keep track on what kind of models and architecture we're building together? Vicky.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's everything. And why I say that is because, and again, if you go back in history where you had these self-contained data sets in an organization that were running on your system in your organization, even if I go back to those times, people had already lost control of their data. And they didn't.
At that point.
At that point. Yes. Even when it was on their own systems, they had Excel spreadsheets spread all over everybody's machines, and you had no clue whether you had good quality data or whether the data was up to date or accurate. And we're all going more and more data-driven, and we're all driving more into this AI space. And if you have not got control of that, your decision-making is being made on the wrong information at the wrong time with the wrong viewpoint. Yeah. And so that was always true. But once you get into that whole AI space, it becomes even more important because you are compounding analysis on top of analysis on top of analysis. And so if you don't know where that data is and how much you can trust that data, you're already in trouble and you're already wrong.
Yeah.
So that data governance part, that control of the data and understanding of the data is essential. Mm. And so thinking about data architecture has to be fundamental going forward. And I always slightly want to add this, because what I see quite often is then people trying to get that whole picture right before they try and do the next thing.
Yeah.
And my advice there is get one piece right and get that
working.
Yeah. Otherwise you get into this analysis paralysis, but get on that journey to get it right. That's key, I think.
I can imagine because if you look at the broader discussion, what is happening in the world around us, I think we're a little bit being fooled, right? Mm. Because we're taken away from the essentials. Mm. Because it is about data. It is about architecture. It is about governance. But we're not hearing that enough currently. That as an organization, we should focus on getting that right. Yeah. Does that worry you, Vicky?
Does it worry me? I think it worries me if people are not doing things about it. And I think that comes through in this, you know, a lot of the conversation that goes on around the risk of AI. Yeah. And as I say, it's not different. It's not different than the risk of analytics 15 years ago.
True.
It's just amplified. I think there's a lot of positive work going on at the moment around, okay, but how do you do this and how do you solve this? And you mentioned this kind of public versus private and open versus closed.
Yes.
And key to all of that has to be transparency.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we're
transparency first.
Transparency exactly. first. Yes. We're so strongly on this kind of open path because at least if things are transparent, I've got some chance of seeing where they're going wrong and pushing them back in, you know, in the right direction. Yeah. So am I worried? Well, no, I think a lot of really smart people are trying to do the right thing in the right way.
Yeah.
That's certainly the journey that we're on as IBM. And that's a big part of Watsonx is how do I put the data governance in place? But then how do I put the governance in place for my AI, for my training data, for my models, for, you know, my whole AI landscape? But I think the concern I would have, and I think this is coming back a little bit to your question, yes. Yeah. Is are people aware that they need to do this?
Yeah.
And I think that's key. And that's also, you know, why it was good to have that session in Eindhoven.
Eindhoven, yes.
Because it's, no, you need to think about this. Because it doesn't happen by magic. No.
But I can imagine, Robin and Vicky, this is also part of what you do together, right? Because I think looking at this partnership you have, Robin, with Vicky, with IBM and TD SYNNEX, that really shifting away and really focusing on how you can help your partner and just giving that added value towards him or her, right? In leveraging the moment of AI, Robin, I think that's crucial also for the development of TD SYNNEX, right?
The people have to think carefully how they use these AI tools,
yes,
and what they're doing with the outcome.
Yeah.
For example, you have, I don't think you have lots of free AI tools, but if it's free, then you are the product.
Exactly, yes.
And I think IBM is thinking the other way around. IBM has the product and you are using the product.
Yeah. But does it also mean, Ron, before I go back to Vicky, that in your 2024, probably also the years to come, that I can imagine as a partner knocking on the doors of TD SYNNEX, it is imperative that from your perspective and IBM perspective, you already give them a little bit of flavor what's coming, right? To help them build on that storyline, to help them build on that data, vision architecture. Is that something also where you're building on, Vicky and Robin, for the coming years?
Yeah, for
Vicky?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. And I think to that point, you know, I think from our perspective, and there are always two pieces in my head on this, because one is, our whole ambition is to make our clients
yes.
successful
yeah.
or our partners successful
yeah.
because that's how we're successful ultimately
yeah.
And so but there's always another little thought in the back of my head, which is but the ultimate end client of this is always me personally
yeah.
I am the client of the bank or the telco or the whoever and so you know, we're always thinking, how do we get the right information to these guys ahead of, you know, in time for them to make good decisions and to make good architectural decisions. And so when we see something coming, we want to share it as fast as we can so they can jump on it
and adopt it and use it. Yeah,
that's exactly what Robin, we are doing.
Yes, exactly.
We are training our business partners. We make them aware what it does and what are the outcomes. We have lead generation programs. Just before the Get Connected event, we had another event, Power of AI event, with the three business partners from Keystone, Dusk, and another one is CubeWise. And so we can generate leads for them. And we have, in Europe, we have our own architects who can help them with the problem they have. And that kind of stuff. And that's the part, I think, part of the ecosystem. And we're not doing it alone. We're doing it with IBM, of course.
Yeah. Vicky, I need to drill down a little bit about this ecosystem word, right? We mentioned a little bit in the beginning of this podcast, also looking at time because we can talk for hours. I know this. Because people, IT is getting sexy again. Because I think if you look, you've been out there, you've been the company that have started. People think that Microsoft does, but you did it. Really, your first tier, second tier ways going to the market. And I just now read that you also looking at this OpenAI model and coming together in a close partnership with Meta. Can you touch, not too much, of course, but what does it mean for you and IBM, you know, working together on this big topic, OpenAI, but also for the future?
Yeah, and I think again, this comes back to this idea of. This has to be open. It has to be transparent. It has to be, you need to be able to hook into these things. And a little bit like when open APIs all started, if you close all this down, you can't build that ecosystem effectively.
No.
And so it's great to see this kind of alliance come through with, like-minded organizations and like-minded technology, drivers, even, you know, coming together and saying, right, if we're going to be successful together, then we need to come together and we need to think about how do we build this out and how do we build things like open standards, you know, and for years we've been looking at open standards for all kinds of different things and we need to do that again. And I think that dovetails really nicely with the idea of the regulations that are coming through, because and I think I said this in Eindhoven,
European AI Act, of course,
exactly, and people are like, oh, regulation, it's you know, kills innovation, and I totally don't believe that. I'm kind of regulation is key, standards are key, because if you have those, if you have those boundaries in place,
exactly,
you know what you can do effectively, you know what you can do safely, you know what you can do that's understandable and visible. And so having these kinds of organizations work together to drive that openness, I think it has huge power, power.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, I tend to think that we talk a lot about out of the box thinking and innovation.
Yeah.
If you don't build the box, you don't know what out of the box looks like.
Exactly.
So build your framework, build your standards, do that together as an industry, and then everybody can take advantage.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
I mean, you said it several times, the industry right now is booming and the whole digital transformation that everybody's been through is not slowing down.
Absolutely not. It's actually speeding up.
It's speeding up.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, there's more than enough for all of us to do.
Yeah.
Than enough.
Yeah.
So let's do that together.
Yeah. And this box, Robin, how beautiful is that this together with IBM, you can actually mold a box. And can actually say to your partners, okay, these are the different toolboxes you can use, right? This is how we can help you.
I hope we can help to mold the box.
Of course, I think so. I think you're one of the leading IT distributors. We're looking forward, you know, to understanding how that partnership can help you.
But everybody has to work together, of course, in Europe to get there.
Yeah. That's also the route forward, right?
Yes, the route forward,
I can imagine. Yeah. Vicky, I need to end because we're looking at time. What's next?
Yep.
What's happening in the coming years? Can you a little give, how is it going in light of course, the market? What can we expect?
Yeah, I think you can expect more and more around governance for sure.
Of course.
And being able to get to this, you know, ML ops. So this kind of, you know, your whole DevSecOps, we've got control of that and that works. But you need exactly the same kind of capability for AI because it should be, you know, you should be able to control that that AI operational line in the same way as you do everything else. Yeah. So I think you're going to see more and more of that. You're going to see much, much easier, much more controlled governance, much more controlled governance over your data, over your AI.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you're going to see much more capability or, how should I say, simplification of the capability so that you don't need to have a whole army of data scientists to build your capabilities. That we simplify so that it becomes easier for people and give them the building blocks to go build the thing that you want to build and have that operational in a way that is governed and controlled and safe and secure.
Yeah. And that's where we know IBM from.
Yeah.
So I think that whole holistic approach, looking at the architecture, I think that's what we need currently also in this market.
Yeah, I think that's always our ambition is always, okay, you know, all of these things are amazing. You can do anything, absolutely anything. But what do you want to do and how are you going to do it in a way that is enterprise ready?
Yeah. Wow, Robin. I think 2024 will be an amazing year. Is there something specific you're already looking forward to?
No, of course, lots of things.
Yeah.
But I think our main role is to create awareness with our business partners and behind that, the end users.
Yeah. And that's helping partners role. To get towards their customers.
Yeah,
and,
that's the main thing we have to do. And the main plan we have still thinking about that, of course.
Wow, because it's early.
It's going so quick. So.
Yeah. 2024. Thank you, Robin. Thank you for Vicky for being here live in Bodegraven. I can't wait for next year, Vicky. So great to have you here.
Thank you. And fantastic to talk about these topics together. It's so good.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening for this English version of Tech on Stage. Hope to see you soon, also in Nederlands. Bye bye.
Bedankt voor het luisteren naar deze Tech on Stage podcast. Abonneer je op ons Spotify, Apple Music of Soundcloud kanaal en kijk snel op tdcloud.nl voor de volgende aflevering. Heb je suggesties voor onderwerpen? Neem vooral contact met ons op.